And now we're going to Southeast Washington to bring you the first story in a new series we're calling Daughters of Hanford. It features women who are changing our nuclear legacy at the Hanford Nuclear Reservation, one of the most contaminated sites on Earth. Susan Lechband is using her natural curiosity to help clean it up. Correspondent Anna King explains.
Susan Lechband's mother and father were not amused. But Lechband says as a girl, she just had to call the Frito-Lay company. Their number was clear, right on the back of the crinkly package, and she was curious.
I asked a lot of questions, and when I was a kid, I got in a lot of trouble making long-distance phone calls. It cost a lot of money in those days to make long-distance phone calls.
Back when she was about 8, Lechband had questions about Tasty Fritos. Now at 67, she's into nuclear waste.
Whenever you say limited data is collected, I'm a little concerned. It's your second bullet there.
We're at a Hanford Advisory Board meeting. She's asking if cleanup on a 75-mile area is checked on schedule.
Does it really happen on a 5-year cycle?
It does now.
Partly because people like Lechband ask the question. Lechband has served on the Hanford Advisory Board for 19 years. For most of that time, she also worked at Hanford. She remembers clearly the day her love of the area and her passion for cleanup set fast. About a year before she joined the advisory board, there was a series of events honoring nuclear site workers for Hanford's 50th anniversary. One night, she volunteered at a dinner modeled after what workers used to eat, with Hanford menus and even World War II music.
And I was fortunate enough to meet some of the original workers.
It was talking to those Hanford workers that changed everything.
And I was so inspired by them.
Because of what she learned about their lives and how hard it was in the 40s and 50s to pick up, move to Southeast Washington, and work on a top-secret nuclear project.
It brought me to tears as I was serving them food and talking with them about why they came out here from all over the country and lived in conditions that most of us would even not do if we were camping, frankly, because they loved their country.
After that night, Lechband was compelled to throw her shoulder into cleaning up the site. And in her time on the Hanford Advisory Board, she's watched tremendous amounts of cleanup happen near the Columbia River. More than 100 old buildings demolished, contaminated soil moved away, and even contaminated groundwater pumped and treated. We sat near the Columbia River shore for this interview.
And I think of how beautiful that river is, and how vital it is to the city of Richland and Portland and everything downstream.
She has one major regret. There's a concrete and steel pool a stone's throw from the Columbia River. Radioactive fuel rods were left there with water to shield them, but since they were never moved, they broke apart into a radioactive, sludgy mess.
The length of time it has taken, and still is taking, to get that waste away from the proximity of the river, that has been disheartening to me, that it's taken so long.
Lechband's dream for the Columbia is for her children and grandchildren to be able to ride their bikes along this great river shore, past old reactors and sagebrush, that the fences and armed guard there now would be a thing of the past. She's not giving up.
And my family looks at this river and cares about it, and it matters. It's personal to me.
And that's what makes her a daughter of Hanford. I'm Anna King in Richland.